Tess, Pasuk Chav Zayin, the Pasuk says, Leis Akifu Has Roishchem, Leis Ashkes Eis Pasuk Anecha. A person cannot destroy Sai his beard, and Sai his payas. So first, what's the word Leis Akifu? Means you should not. What does Leis Akifu mean? So among the Balaam, there are four different Pshatim. One Rashi of the Pasuk and other Rishonim say Leis Akifu means you should not surround the Pasuk Shechem, you should not surround the head. Malvin and others want to say the Pshat and Leis Akifu means you should not remove the Pasuk Shechem, you should not remove the Pais itself. And some want to say it means destroy, Leis Akifu lost on destruction. And some say it means to even out, you should not make an even from the front of the head to the back of the head, even it out. Therefore Pshatim, not seen a lot and not much. But there's a sefer Peyos Kalacha, a sefer on Peyos, over 300 pages going through the halacha Dorm, simply only about Peyos HaRosh, only about your Peyos. And tonight I'll try to go through Be'ikar, the halacha of just Peyos, of the Rosh. What does the word Peyos mean, or the Lashon on the Pasuk, Pas, what does Pas mean? The Gemara says, and Marcus and Abchof on Peyos, the word Pas is Seif HaRosh, means the end of the head, the end part. So what is the end of the head? So the Mizrahi Chumash says the end of the head is the whole head has a hairline. All the way around you have a hairline, and that's the end of your head. That's the hairline. And the Torah is saying you should not make a circle or surround the hairline, meaning take off your payas, and make a whole entire circle. That's the Bach also in Simon Kuf Pei Aluf, by the love of the payas, he quotes the Korban Aaron and says you should not surround the whole head. The whole head has a hairline. Question Chumash should ask is that we're saying you should not surround your head. You cut your face, it's not a circle. There's space underneath. You have hair on your neck. So where is the surrounding of hairline? So the Bach says, and the Mizrahi says, that in the back, even though you have hair on the neck, but the hair on the neck is hair of the neck and not the head. It says you should not surround the head. On the head, there's ba'atzim, you have chelik of the head, and then below that you have on the neck. So even though there's no line in between with no hair over there, however, that space, anyway, is considered as if there's a hairline there, and it has a natural circle the whole entire head. And then the only issue is to cut off the payas. That means anything below the araf, or the name of the bone is a occipital bone, where you should not put your cash of the film, you put it on top of it. That place, the araf, that is the end of your head, and below that is the neck, and even though you have hair there, that's a chelik of the neck, and therefore you have a natural circle on your head, and the issue is just to cut off your payas. That's how Mizrachim learns again the Bach and the Korban Aaron. There's a second Mahalach, the Ritva, the Sugyo, the Makis, and Akhapala. But he learns that surrounding your head just means the front half. Half the head, you should not make a circle. You have the front is clear. You cut off the payas, you made half a circle. And the Issa in the Torah is, you should not surround your head, means the front half. We don't count the back half. There is a third Mahalach, the Moral on the Pasuk, and Pashas is the Rivon on the Sugyo, Makis, and the Akhapala. The Rivon is from Mokim Rashi. He says that Be'etzem, we're not talking about the hairline. The word pas means the end of the head, only the pace of the end of the head. When you look at it, this is the end and nothing else. Not that you have a whole entire end of the head and you're surrounding it. The pace itself is the end of the head. That, and therefore you cannot cut that off. That's Seif HaRosh. When it connects to the Mokum of the Zokim, that's Seif HaRosh. So again, for me, Mahalkim, what the Torah means, Lois Akiva will pass the Shechem, either means you have a complete circle naturally, just don't cut off the pace. Or it means you not make a half a circle. Or it means just the pace itself, you should not destroy it. So again, with all the love, there's not much of an afkamina between them. That's just the tight words in what it means, the pasuk. Now, the main shaila is, where is the makom of the pace? You can declare better six different shailas in the pace. Where does it start on top? Where does it end on bottom? How far out in the front towards your eyes? How far in towards the ears? How many ears are now cut off? And how long the payas have to be? It's been very long, short, how much can you cut off that the ear itself? Six separate shailas you have to clarify by the love of the payas. So first, how many ears is an issa to cut off? How many ears? The Rambam, the Hilchos of Shaving by Hilchos of Odizaro, Perek Yudbeis, he writes, either he has some have a girsa of four or the girsa of 40. But if you leave over 4 years, or leave over 40 years, the Samsayif and Shuvah says 40 years, Derabbanan, Deraisa, you have to have 4 years. So you have, let's say, whatever the mock of the Beis is, the Beis Yosef explains you have to have 4 years all the way down. That means, in other words, you can cut off, you don't have to keep all your Beis. Torah says, you should not surround your head. If you leave four down on every level, you did not surround the head, there is no iser. The Rambam learns, as long as you have four min haTorah, sometimes it gets to 40 min haRabbanon, and if not, there is no iser min haTorah, and you want to shave it over there, there is no problem, because you're not surrounding your head. The smak, according to Sefto, says that the iser to cut off any two hairs of your payas, any place you have, wherever the gather of payas is, any two hairs is iser deraiso. So if machlokes the Rambam, you leave over four, is mutter, and you have the smak, and any two hairs is iser deraiso. Two different sheetahs. The Machaber, the Yerdeo, Sivan the Kufay Aleph, in Sefkes, his lashon is, when he brings it down the Salah, he says, all the payas of your head, kol roichav loy tigavoy, you should not touch it at all. The whole mock of the payas, the lochi paskins, means on machlokes, with payas oisir, lochi is choshish deraiso, and any hair of your head, any two hairs, is a deraiso, and you cannot cut off any two hairs. So again, the shear of the payas is any two hairs, you're over this right, so the pot of glazed akibu pas for sheikhem, which is less than smart, come with yourself. This gather of not touching kol roich of a payas, anything, is it's mechabit loshin, as brought down by the poskim, the chof masochim, the kid shulchan aruch, and there's a mishnah brua about it, be'alofa, and simen greishin aleph, by Hilchos Erev Shabbos, it's talking about getting a haircut Erev Shabbos, so he writes the loshin of mechaber, and says, the whole mock of any place, he brings down the lashon of the mechaber, any place is an iser deraisa and he can't touch it. But machmer, like the smog, that any two hears is an iser deraisa. Sorry? You should not touch it, meaning we'll get to how much. We'll get to the klisha, we'll get to every case. But first, how many hears is an iser? The halacha says it's any two hears. He has a sefer of machni yisrael, he writes to the armies. The people in the army in Russia, and he said the same thing. He had a sefer called Mincha Yisrael, the Chofetz Chaim, a sefer written specifically for the Americans, and he writes the same exact thing. As any two hears, this is the Raiso. He has a sefer called Tiferes Adam, a sefer about the beauty of a person having a beard. He writes the same thing again. As any two hears, this is the Raiso. He writes it four different places, and therefore we paskin Maaseh is also. Now, what is also? Again, what is the shiur? How far top to bottom, left to right? What is the level of pace? So the Gemara says on the Chofetz Beis in Marcus. Turn our bottom. Pass roishoy. What is pass roishoy? It's safe roishoy. That means the end of your head. The ezer is safe roishoy. What is the end of your head? Zeh hamashmut stov lachur oznoi. That's someone who makes even his temple to the back of his ear ulapat chosoy to his forehead. The Gemara says, what are we talking about? The stov, the temple. You cannot make even between what again the pat chosoy, his forehead, and the back of his ear. So you have two different things. The Gemara says you cannot make a line between them. What's after Osnoi? The Ribbon says, Rashi, that means any place ain't Se'er Klul. You have no hair over there. That is where it starts on top. To explain what that means, now we're on the Pat Chosay we're talking about. So the Yad Katano, the Dak Hashuva brings down, the Hashuva brings down, others. They say on top of here by the Pat Chosay means a person who has a corner, who has no hair in the corner. It starts from over there. If you look on the first page of the picture, first page of the pamphlet, so on the base, on the picture, he points the zavis, the corners of the metzach, of the, where your forehead is. That is where it starts. Only up there. And the Yaktana says, really depends how far your forehead goes up. Some people have a lower forehead, some people have a higher forehead. It really goes wherever you are, before you lose your hair. After you lose your hair, whatever before, like film, whatever you get is, when you were young, whatever you hear you had, that's where it starts from. The Yad Katana says, everyone should be machmer and get the high point. Why? Because sometimes you make a mistake, and everyone should try to get the highest point and make a line. That means, Me'ikah Din, the picture is, when you have a low corner, it's like the picture Aleph, you can make a very low line. And if you have a high corner, it's like picture Beis on the high line. However, it's best to always be machmer like picture Beis. That's where it starts in the front, by the corner of where the hair is. Now how far back? It says Lachur Aznoi. The way the picture we have brought was Lachur Aznoi, meaning by behind your ear, you have no hair over there. No hair. So the highest point where you have no hair, the highest point to make a line between over there, straight down, that is where your payas starts from. That means the whole entire thing over here, this is all payas, and you make a line straight down. That's the payas is behind the ear. How this picture is a lot of people go with this mahalach that goes from this corner to this corner. we'll get to the Shia Peis, but Esed over here, no one takes a number zero, no one shaves off over here, but the Hasidim is a problem, because if they take a zero, if they get on the high point over here with a zero, a lot of people make a mistake. The Hasidim, when they get a zero, however, there are, the way I said it, how the picture have it, a lot of people say it this way, there are machlekes, there is a machlekes. This Yakitana that I mentioned on the point, how the picture has it, the Netta Gabriel, the Zinner from Barapak, he has the corner, not where the corner is where you have no hair, but a drop down where you have the hair. If you look at the picture, it goes in and it goes down out, down a little bit. Where it ends the down a little bit, that's where the pay starts. That means, again, if you, I don't know what I have here, but you go up, that's how the picture has it. You go down, it comes out, juts out, that's where Nitha Kavil says the getter is, and then it's much slower the pay is. That means when the Chassidim get a zero, when they get that point, it's no problem, because they always leave this point down. It could be the Chassidim hold, it's much slower. But the Lamaisa, I was brought down this picture, and other places you go down, it's higher up. So my plank is where the front is. Is it the highest point in, or lower down, the highest point jutting out? The two places always. That's how the picture has it. That's in the front over here. Also in the back, also my plank is. I mentioned again that how Dr. Kamenetsky says it, or the Vingdown from Chaznish, the highest point we have no ear. The Hasidim go Be'etzim where the temple is in front of the ear. There's a even though it's lower down where there is no ear, that means the line will go from the point sticking out to right in front of the ear. Again, you'll have a lower level of payas. It's not going to the middle of the ear. According to Chaznish, Dr. Kamenetsky is the middle of the ear. They go down to that point. According to Hasidim, or the Sefer Peis Kalofa, he wants to become a rise to it, the bottom of the ikka, the front of the ear, because that's where the patchosa is, where the temple is, where the sidoy is, that's the temple, and the getter is again from the front until the front of the ear, where there is no ear. So again, we have machlekes in the back, exactly where it is, among the pashim is manenu. Is it the middle of the ear, the highest point we on the hairline, we have no ear? Or is it mamish in front of the ear, drop lower, and the front, is it the place going in or the place going down? For us, Besim is not much of an afkamino. Again, we don't get much, no one gets here, a zero. And Lahura, and the picture of the Maisa, the Unzer Pesim seem to be Machman. This picture is with Askuma Rabelski, I think, that the better person should go from the front corner and all the way down to the back of the highest point of his hairline in the ear, of his ear. About the person is as well. And everything I'm going to say from now on, or even until now, Besim, I'm just going through the Sugya. And everyone should have their own and ask exactly what to do. But that's out the sugya, that's how you explain the Gemara. You have two options how to learn it. The Maisa, this is out Mikra Din, however, about it is Hidurim, it's brought down Zakeli, out the mitzvah to make a circle around, like the Hasidim make a circle, or give make higher points out of the Chumrah or out of the Shash. Again, this out the Ikra Alofa is from your forehead till the back of the ear. This again is the top part. How far down can you go down? So again, what I'm going to say now, everyone has to everyone has different sheets exactly what to do, the common sheet is what to do. But one mahalach is, and you look at a cartoon, look at an isha. They have no zaken. That means how far their pace is on the rosh, that's pace. Anything what women or kind of don't, whatever they don't have, that's it's okay, because men grow beards, and women and children don't grow beards. So one getter, a very simple getter to say, is how far a cotton has. That's how the bath brings down from the carbon iron, and that's how other boys can pass from the Mizrahi, and Chumash has the same thing. And the Sefer, Megad, Gevuras, Oilam, Yisra, Moshe, Moshe gave the same getter. Moshe says, look at a child. He says even the Chiddush depends how old, when you were young, how far your hairline went, how far your parents went, but Etzem, there's a mahalach among the poskim that says very clearly, very simple, children don't go past the bone, the pastures, that's derech. And therefore, in economy, anything until the bone is fine, and afterwards, is the chur is zakin. Zakin is a separate halacha, a different getter, we're talking about the payas. The payas itself is only until whatever getter of a cotton is. Past that is a zakin. Because when you grow older, you grow it, that's a zakin. That means you matured already.
Above in the middle or below.
What?
Above in the middle or below.
Whatever.
From the point.
So he said, by a get of a cotton, where he grows. Where it has not been also, also the same in Magdalus Oilam, he says, you open up your mouth, and when you feel the bone jutting out, that's where you go. Well, it means, I think it means above. That's a ritual on Dach Chol. What?
That's forward.
jump longer.
Yeah.
And I think that's the point he's talking about.
And you open your mouth with the bowl as well.
Yeah, that's true. But that's, I think it means that you open your mouth, you feel that's the point we're talking about.
You have to close your mouth again.
So you don't feel it when your mouth is closed. I think that's what I mean. But the Maaseh is a Ritva and Makkos that says the Gedu is exactly where the top part of the head connects by the jawbone to the bottom part. Ritva says it clearly. The Beis Yosef brings it down to the Beis Yosef brings down to the Vedic Abayis, this Ritva. So Maaseh, we have a Ritva, the Bat, the Korban Aaron, Korban Moshe, and nearly the place can take Be'ikal Alafa, not as Be'imakal, Be'ikal Alafa, the Gedu is the bone itself.
So
you end above the bone. So, no, they don't. I got to check a couple of kids to make sure. Maaseh, if they're younger, they might be just because they stop early, but when they are 3, 4, 5, but they grow a little bit more. We'll take a 10-year-old kid that he has. Usually. But Maaseh, you want to say maybe he's telling each kid. He says the Kiddush, each line.
What does it mean when how each one of us were a group?
Each one of us when we were, yeah. That's really, he says it as being more, as close to the oil, more people maybe on Mako, because maybe they knew when their parents, when they were young, was shorter. That would be the other way, but.
And when the Ritva says people have a different job, do you mean the same way when you open your mouth? Up there, or you mean all the way to the end of the
bone? No, the Ritva something means over here. We'll get the Rivan. The Ritva something means over here. He said very clearly, he means. That'll be a lot, we'll get step by step. That's again, there are certainly places where we hold that way clearly, black and white, no shadow. Shadow is what does the Rivon hold? The Rivon is again Rashi on the page, and the Shulchan Aruch and afterwards the place where we found the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch. The Rivon's Lashon is a Makkos and Avchopa. On Chopa and Aleph, he says, where does the page end? It goes to the ending part. He says, Lematim min ha'ezin, underneath your ear, Lematim min ha'ezin, Mokim where, Shalechi atachim yoytzei mefarek sham, with a low jawbone, Yoytzim Afar, it goes out. It sings underneath the ear, where your jawbone goes out. Now how far is that? If you just touch your words literally, you have a whole ear, you have to go underneath that, and go basically to the bottom part that sticks out. That means your pay has to go all the way down till here. When you take the sheet on the fourth page, on Seer 19, he has, take the bottom picture, it says Dalet over there. Dalet is a side, is we run sheet to how the Sefer Nothing Period explains. All the way down over there. That's how far your payas is. According to some, we won't learn the Rivon that way. So it's a Rivon, it's a Rishon. Ma Baya? Baya is, the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch says the same exact thing. Shulchan Aruch says, where, the Matim in Ha'ezim, where, Mokim Shalachi Atachni Yoyitim Umaparit, goes out, and Chok Mazod brings it down that way, the kids are, and the Be'alotha's Lashon, Rishon Aleph, and other places in Chok's time, and brings it down, he says the same Lashon, underneath the ear where it goes out and sticks out, which is very low, which very few people come out and have a pace in that shita, which is the Shulchan Aruch, and the place map was following. My high, what's going on? So, Be'etem, in the Rivon itself, there's a stereo. Rivon says earlier, on the same moment, same vessel of Rashi before him, or that Rashi, I think, the Rivon, he says, where is the payas? Where is that? He says, Mitzchaber zu b'tzad zu, b'tzad ha'ezin, where is the payas go? Where it connects one to another, the two sections, b'tzad, the side of the ear. On the side, by the side of the ear, m'lepanot, in front of it, mokim sha'lo'ezin, what we call templo. The temple ends by your bone, you know the Metzias, everyone knows it ends by the bone, the temple. He says, where's the end? It ends by your temple, on the side of the ear, in front of it. The Rivon just said, what? The payas end, l'matim ha'ezin, on the bottom, says the Rivon. You are now saying where the payas go, until the side of it, where, side, lift the name in front of the payas, where the temple ends.